Introduction.
I awoke from a sound sleep on August 2nd, 2016. It was the urge that awakened me. I knew it well. I hadn't felt it in nearly 10 years, but I knew it well. I had no idea what time it was, but I thought to myself, if it's 4:23, will I need more of a sign than that? I glanced at the clock on my bedside table. 4:13 a.m. Of course, just enough time to pull myself out of bed for my 4:23 appointment. The first dialogue I ever had with God began at 4:23 in the morning, and every morning for weeks I would be awakened between 4:15 and 4:30 by a deep inward urge, get back to the dialogue. This pattern continued for months, and subsequently for years. I wondered if there was any significance to the timing of it, but ultimately I released any need to know. When the first Conversations with God material, scribbled on yellow legal pads, actually became a published book, I was told in the dialogue that it would, by the way, so I sent it to a publisher on a dare, I thought that maybe something important had taken place here. And when over a million people obtained the book, and I saw it being translated into 37 languages, I was shocked into certainty about that. Then it came to pass that requests for me to speak outside the United States began arriving, and I had to find my birth certificate in order to apply for a passport. Well, it was nowhere to be found among my personal papers, of course, so I applied to the records department of the government where I was born, paying the fee and asking to be sent an official copy. I was stunned when I opened the envelope and examined the document. Time of birth? 4:23 a.m. Of course. The fact that this experience of divine connection always seemed to be initiated near the same time every day that I came into the world somehow seemed meaningful to me. At the very least, I could not ignore the perfect symmetry of it. Through the years, then, whenever I found myself suddenly wide awake between 4:15 and 4:30 in the morning, eyes staring at the ceiling, a certain energy coursing through my body, I knew what was going on. I got up immediately, raced to my laptop, and opened myself to whatever wanted to come through. And so it was on this day, August 2nd, 2016. I've just thrown back the covers and pulled myself out of bed. Now, here I am. The only thing is, I didn't think I'd ever be doing this again. Let me explain.